Did you ever hear dropped eggs or poached?
Poached egg.
Poached egg?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see people used to butcher their own hogs?
Yes, they used to. I've never used to watch them, though.
What different parts of meat would they get from the hog?
What different parts?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. They'd cut it up and they had the heart in there, the livers and everything. I mean, some of them used to use, like, they call the guts and all that. They'd mm-hmm. clean that and make sausage out of there and boudins and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hog head cheese,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Do you ever hear of something else made out of the guts? You clean it out and boil it and then fry it?
Yeah, but I don't know what you call it. I've heard of people doing that, you know.
Do you ever hear of chitlins or chitterlings?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
What about that kind of meat that you could use for boiling with greens?
That's salt meat.
Mm-hmm. Any other names for that? Salt meat?
No, real pork.
Mm-hmm. What about when you cut the side of a hog? What do you call that meat there?
When they cut it, I mean, they used to call that the shoulder and
mm-hmm.
the hind part.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of meat that you buy now already sliced to eat with eggs?
It's bacon.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever hear that whole cut of meat being called the bacon or the Midlands? Do you ever hear of a side of bacon or a Midland of bacon?
No.
What about the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
The edge.
The edge. Do you ever hear of bacon rind or meat skin or skin?
Meat skin, I've heard of meat skin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right? You say that it's done what?
It's rancid.
Or it's
or
done.
Or spoiled.
Okay. And the person who kills and sells meat, he's called a
butcher.
What inside parts of a hog do you eat? You mentioned some of them, the liver and...
There's the liver and the heart. And like I tell you, some of them clean those guts and all make sausage out of there.
Did you ever hear just a general name for all the inside parts that you eat? Did you ever hear haslet or horselet or...
Mm-mm.
And did you ever hear anybody make anything called a scrapple or pawn hoss? What about something they could make from the liver? What different things would they make from that?
Oh, I don't know what you're going to make out of the livers. But people say they just cook it, you know, fried and all of that.
Mm-hmm. What about the blood? What can you do with that?
People used to save that and just cook it. Cook it with rice, yeah.
What would they call it?
Oh, I don't know what they'd call that. Just say to save the blood and to cook it.
Uh-huh. They use the blood in boudin, don't they?
Yeah. I think they do.
So what about, say, if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right? You say it was...
spoiled.
Okay. And milk that gets real thick, you call that...
cream cheese?
Or before it's the cream cheese, just thick milk. That would be, you know, if you let milk sit until it gets real thick, then you call
gets
it.
Gets sour, I know that.
Uh-huh. And then it turns to?
The clabber.
Okay. What do you make out of the clabber? Is that the cream cheese?
Cream cheese, yeah. Mm-hmm.